Stillman and Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks to the law offices of Amanda Gentry, live from the Hillside Medical Game Studios. So everybody loves doing everybody else's job. We have become the United States of telling other people what they should do in their job. And yes, I see the irony of me, who sits up here and criticizes coaches and general managers and things like that. But we really have turned into a society where it's like, here's what this really accomplished doctor is telling us. He doesn't know. Okay. People are like, you know what they should do? What should they do? By the way, I was a B and C student in science in high school. Probably not one to sit there and tell people what to do. But what I love is this week, everybody's got an opinion on what is going to be the biggest story surrounding the Titans this entire week, other than the actual Texan game and getting the one seed. Nothing is more important than getting the number one seed in the AFC playoffs. This, though, is the biggest story. Should Derrick Henry play this week? And Mike Vrabel added some firewood to the fire when he basically told us that the Titans are now at a point where they could decide to bring Derrick back, because here's what Mike Vrabel said yesterday.
Do you guys plan to open a practice window for Derrick this week?
We had discussed it. We'll see where that goes. You know, he's doing some work today, and you know, we'll see when that window opens and probably make a decision midweek.
Most people would tell you that that's not a big deal, but it's a big deal if you know Vrabel. And tomorrow will be the day that they make that decision, if they designate him to return. Now, as we know about the IR rules, the Titans would have 21 days to activate Derrick to the roster, which they would do if they had to. If they got to day 21 and they were still playing and Derrick wasn't ready, Derrick would be on the active roster. They've got 21 days to add Derrick Henry to the active roster from the day that they designate him to return, which means they could designate him to return, practice him all next week, and then not add him to the roster and not play him. And now I have heard every opinion about whether or not Derrick Henry should play this week, especially our midday show. Darren McFarlane is just, you know, dead set. Do not play Derrick. I am not risking Derrick Henry to re-injure his foot against the Texans no matter what. At least that's the gist that I got from the midday show. And I have to ask this question. When did we all decide we were going to start playing doctor when it came to Derrick Henry's foot? Anybody seen a scan on Derrick Henry's foot? Anybody seen how the Jones fracture is healing on Derrick Henry's foot? Anybody know if Derrick can re-injure it? I've talked to people that say you cannot re-injure that. That Derrick could re-break his foot, just like if you break your arm and then 6 years later you break it again, you can break your arm. But this isn't a hamstring pull. It's not a muscle tear. It's a bone. Then Joe Rexrow talked to some doctor who said he could break it again. So I don't even know that. But everybody is playing this game of doctor of, here's what I think they should do with Derrick Henry. And I hear it and I think to myself, how can you just say don't play Derrick Henry? How can you? I can understand the idea of saying if the doctors tell you that it's not 100%, then you could want to not play Derrick Henry. But the just overall Derrick's not playing no matter what end of story, I'm not sure I get that. It doesn't make any sense to me. And so I'm going to operate with this thesis statement for this week as far as the biggest story. If Derrick Henry can play, Derrick Henry should play. That's it. Not if he can play, but he might get re-injured and we're not. Okay, then fine. Now, I'm not going to worry about Derrick getting an injury if it is that by playing him would be risking this injury. Then I'd be willing to hear it out. But if they tell me Derek's fine and he's not going to re-injure his foot if he plays this week against the Texans, and Derek says Derek's fine, Derek plays. End of story. No way around it. But again, I don't know what the medical diagnosis is, and neither do you, and they won't tell you. But as far as just people coming out unequivocally and saying, absolutely, positively not, Derrick Henry shouldn't play, I think that's crazy. How can you have your best player, one of the, if not the best player in the NFL, and you just unequivocally say don't play him in a game in which almost everything that you've worked for all season is on the line? You want to save him for the playoffs? What does that even mean? You want to save Derrick Henry for the playoffs, so you won't play him in this game, so you risk losing this game where you would have to play an extra game. That doesn't make any sense to me. By the way, if the Titans lose to the Texans, guess what they have to do in order to get the number one seed in the AFC? Have you seen this?
I have not.
Kansas City has to lose to Denver on Saturday.
Okay.
Cincinnati has to lose to Cleveland on Sunday. New England has to lose to the Dolphins on Sunday.
So Every single one of those scenarios seems very unlikely.
It's not going to happen. There's no way that all three of those things would happen and the Titans would be able to claim the number one seed. If you can't beat the Texans on Sunday, you don't deserve the number one seed. But I'm operating like this. If Derek can play, Derek plays. And here's why Derek Henry plays. Because football is a different sport than all the other ones. In baseball, for example, if Derrick Henry was a rehabbing pitcher and the World Series was coming up and he was your ace and you wanted to give him the ball for game number one of the World Series, but he hadn't pitched in 2 months, you could send him down to the minor leagues, instructional league, simulated games. You could do all kinds of things. Derrick could throw 4 innings 1 week. Then, you know, the bye week, Derrick could go out there and throw 6 innings and then Derrick would be ready for game one. But football's the one sport where you can't practice other than the way that you play. And I want Derrick Henry to at least get a carry before the playoffs start if Derrick is healthy enough to get a carry. I think that this is the situation where we've got to decide, okay, how can the Titans win the Super Bowl? And the answer is get home field advantage throughout, throw the ball to A.J. Brown, run the ball with Derrick Henry, and do not turn it over. That's how the Titans get to the Super Bowl. It'll take 2 games, and it might take a 157-yard effort from Derrick Henry. But Derrick's got to get the rep in somehow. Derrick's got to get hit once. I'd rather Derrick get hit by the Texans before all of a sudden saying, all right, Derrick, I know you haven't laced it up in 3 months, but here you go against Cincinnati. Not sure I like that idea. So if Derrick Henry can play, in my opinion, Derrick Henry plays. Because the key to getting to the Super Bowl or the key to winning the Super Bowl is that Derrick Henry plays. So if the doctors say he's good to go, he's good to go. And he says he's good to go, he's good to go. This idea of just thrusting Derrick into the first game of the division round, expecting you to give it to him 30 times and him being able to do it, that doesn't make sense to me. And the idea, well, you know, it's the Texans, so don't worry about it. What if I were to say, okay, then don't play A.J. Brown this game? Well, I mean, you got to play A.J. Brown, right? Well, you're holding Derrick Henry back. So why can I hold Derrick Henry back against the Texans and not hold A.J. Brown back? By the way, you know the last time A.J. Brown got hurt? You remember who they were playing, Caroline?
I don't know if I do.
They were playing the Texans.
Well, there you go.
So A.J. can get hurt on Sunday, too. Knock on wood. Tannehill can get hurt on Sunday, too. Knock on wood. Bud Dupree, get hurt at Walgreens. Knock on wood. I mean, this is you can't play football scared now. So if the doctors say Derrick can go, then Derrick goes. And that's the way I operate. But I'm not playing doctor here about, well, you know, if the foot gets re-injured and then they're not. Nope, not doing that. If Derrick Henry can play, I think Derrick Henry plays, Caroline.
And I also see a lot of people saying, you know, Derrick Henry is a future Hall of Fame running back. He doesn't need practice. Okay, but I understand that in training camp that Derrick Henry doesn't need to be taking the same reps as Darrington Evans. However, no disrespect to Darrington Evans. However,
Darrington Evans. He has done nothing in 2 years, and they've got like 7 backup running backs who are better than them. But then continue.
You can disrespect Darrington Evans, but Derrick Henry has not played in a professional football game in 9 weeks, 10 weeks, maybe even 11 weeks. That's a very long time.
He has not played since game 5 of the World Series.
Okay. I don't know what that was. October? November? Well,
how long ago was the World? I mean, it was a long time ago.
A few months ago. Okay, so he has not played a professional football game in a very long time. And I hear a lot of people saying he doesn't need to play against the Texans. The Titans can beat the Texans without him. That's not the point. I hear a lot of people saying, save him for the playoffs. Derrick Henry does not have a finite number of snaps under his belt until he gets hurt again. He has as high of a likelihood of getting hurt against the Texans as he does getting hurt against any team in the playoffs, as he does game one of the season next year. The risk of injury is always going to be there. The risk of injury is there in the weight room. Look at Caleb Farley. So I understand this, why Titans fans would be nervous to play him, because he is such a valuable asset to this team, and losing him again to injury would be like the kiss of death in the playoffs. But the risk of injury is there no matter what game he's in. And if that risk is there no matter what, I would prefer a Derrick Henry who got a few snaps under his belt against an easier opponent. He knocked some of the rust off. He got back in kind of the game mentality, back in game shape. And that's what he had before the playoffs, rather than playing against the Raiders, the Colts, whoever it will be when the Titans face the first game of the playoffs. I'd much rather have a Derrick Henry that at least had a few snaps under him. Doesn't mean he needs to run for 350 yards against the Texans. Doesn't mean the Titans can't beat the Texans without him, because I think that they can. But I would just much rather have Derrick have a slower development into the playoffs rather than, boom, Derrick, there you go.
I give Derrick the ball as much as I feel like giving him the ball Sunday. You tell me he's 100%, I would give the ball. I mean, I'd have a plan. But, again, the most important thing is beating the Texans. Like, we can talk all we want about how the Texans suck. You already lost to the Texans. So the most important thing is beating the Texans. If you have this pitch count for Derrick Henry about, well, you know, I only want to give him a couple carries so he's ready for the playoffs, then what? It's the fourth quarter. It's a one-possession game. And, well, you know, put Hilliard out there. No. Derrick gets the ball. Now, I wouldn't give him the ball as much as I would give him the ball in September and October of this year, but I think I'd have a plan. Like, the first two series, Derrick gets the ball. Third series, Foreman goes in there. And then after that, you kind of go with the flow. If the game's a blowout, you say, okay, I want to get Derrick 15 carries, get him 15 carries, get it fine. But I would be prepared for it to not be a blowout and for you to have to give the ball to Derrick 27 times. I'd be prepared for it. I'm not going to take him out of the game in overtime. Well, he's already rushed it 20 times, and we don't want to rush him more than 20, so put Foreman out there in overtime. I'm not doing that. Uh-uh. If Derrick can play, Derrick plays. And then Derrick will play just like you're in the playoffs. Just like AJ is going to play on Sunday, even though AJ, and you hate to say it, gets hurt a lot. And Julio's going to play on Sunday, even though, hate to say it, Julio gets hurt a lot. You got to play these guys. And I'm playing all of them. I'm playing all of them because it's one thing to rest for the playoffs if everything's set in stone. The number one seed is not set in stone. And the number one seed is a game. That is a playoff game. When you beat the Texans, you win two games. You win the Texan game and you win the wild card game. So I hate to say it to these people, but to me, again, not trying to play doctor, but if Derrick plays, if Derrick can play, Derrick plays. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Your thoughts on that? Again, this biggest story this week for the Titans. What's going to happen with Derrick Henry? Also, there is a narrative that I think is starting to get pushed about Derrick Henry that I think you really got to take a look at, and we will do that next. Stillman and Company, we're delivered by TriStar Moving. It's ESPN 1025 The Game.
Hey, Mike, I was curious, how proud are you of the fact that you guys, at least in the aggregate from a production standpoint, have been able to replace numbers-wise on the ground what Derrick Henry gave you in the first eight games, and the numbers are pretty darn close to what he gave you in the subsequent eight games with four different guys?
Just a testament to the staff, testament to the players. A lot of these players that are, you know, playing well for us or contributing. You know, these guys didn't have a home. You know, it's like a stray cat you take in, and you take a chance on them, and they reward you. And you know, those guys have been fantastic, especially the you know, the two backs. You know, Jeremy has his role, and he's been a constant for us. But you know, Dontrell and Deontay come in, study. They are conscientious. I think Tony gets them prepared for the football game, and I think that the scheme, I think the line is finishing and pushing piles. You know, we talked about being the most physical team yesterday and the one that makes the fewest amount of mistakes. And that's what we did.
There you go. That was Mike Vrabel talking about, you know, hey, you look at the stats. The Titans are running the ball great without Derrick Henry. So why have to play him on Sunday against the Texans? Do you feel like you've heard that narrative a little bit?
Oh, 100%, yes.
Okay. I need us to have some common sense here, right? Like, in all seriousness about the playoffs. Congratulations to Deontay Foreman and Dontrell Hilliard for running the ball well against the Steelers and the Dolphins and the Jags and those kind of teams. But none of those teams...
And also the Patriots.
None of those teams, except for the Patriots, we'll get to them in a second, are going to make it to the playoffs. Here's what the Titans have done against the playoff teams when it comes to running the football. With Derrick Henry against the Colts, 180 yards. Derrick Henry against Buffalo, 146 yards. Derrick Henry, and this is total rushing for the Titans. I think Derrick had 150 in that game, but they as a team had a total 140. Kansas City, 103. Indianapolis with a broken foot for Derrick, 93. The other games, San Francisco, still technically a playoff team. They're still alive for the playoffs. They will make the playoffs. 90 yards total rushing. And I think 20 of those had to come on that Tannehill scramble at the end of the game. New Orleans, they're still technically alive for the playoffs. 66 yards against New Orleans. New England, this is the big one, 270. Which, again, I don't know how Belichick let that happen, but he did. The Rams, 69. So the idea of, well, look at the total raw yardage, and they've run the ball effectively just like they ran it with Derrick. Except that, first of all, it's harder to run for Derrick because teams are more worried about Derrick than they are Dontrell Hilliard. But more importantly, the good teams, the playoff teams, the teams that you will see outside of New England, all of those football teams that you'll play, you didn't really gash them like we saw Derrick gash Buffalo on Monday night or Derrick gash the Colts in that first game. And every team that you play, they're going to make it hard on Derrick Henry. But I think we need to drop for a second this belief that Derrick Henry isn't what got you to where you are today. Or the idea of, well, they'll be fine in the Texan game without Derrick Henry. Because to anybody who says that, I will counter with, would you be fine if they didn't play AJ? And my guess is you would say no. So we need to recognize how good Derrick Henry is. And sometimes I think we're letting the raw stats get in the way of really recognizing how valuable he was to this Titan team. Because when he got hurt, we looked at it and we said, oh, well, they just have to beat these bad teams. New Orleans, Pittsburgh, the 49ers, the Dolphins, the Jags, the Texans twice. If they can just win those games, they'll be fine. And then they won all those games except for the Steelers and the Texans. So let's be real. Derrick Henry's what got you here. And if you're going to get to the Super Bowl, Derrick Henry is going to be what gets you there. Your thoughts?
I mean, I just, I understand Titans fans' fears. I get it because it felt like Derrick Henry was this invincible player, and then he gets hurt, and then your organization is put in a really vulnerable position because you built this team on Derrick Henry and his ability to run the ball. And I understand Titans fans' worries because I don't know how far the Titans realistically could make it in the playoffs without Derrick Henry. And I understand Titans fans wanting to make sure that he is 100% healthy and he is good to go. But you have to understand that his injury isn't like Julio's, because I think the Titans fans look at Julio in and out of the lineup, in and out of IR, saying, okay, he gets hurt, then he's fine, then he gets hurt again. Derrick Henry's injury is not like that. When you break your arm, you put a cast on it until the bone heals, and then you take your cast off, and then you're fine. Yes, it's a realistic possibility that if Derrick Henry goes out there, he could break the other foot, or he could, you know, tear a hamstring, knock on all the wood. He could break a shoulder, knock on wood. All of those risks exist. Keeping Derrick Henry out of the lineup against the Texans only presents other risks, only presents the risk that he goes into the playoffs and he feels a little bit green and he feels like he needs to shake off some rust that could have been shaken off against the Texans. It also poses a risk the Titans could lose this game. Of course, that risk is there with or without Derrick Henry. But I feel much better about the Titans winning this game with Derrick Henry than without. Because let us not forget, the Titans haven't beaten the Texans yet this year. So, I mean, I don't understand. I do understand. I understand the Titans fans' fears. But you have to look at it through the lens of the risks are going to be there regardless. And it is the risks are much lower whenever Derrick Henry is in the lineup.
In New England, they did a drill where the running backs and quarterbacks would hold the ball out and the defensive ends would come up and try to smack the ball out of the quarterback's hands. And so the quarterback has the ball in his throwing hand, and here come these pass rushers with their giant bear claws just trying to knock the ball out. Floyd goes up to Belichick, and he's like, Bill, are you sure you want to put Tommy's hand out there? Like, you really want to do this? Bill looks at him, goes, can't play football, scared. It's one thing to have a guy who's hurt, not ready to come back in the lineup. It's another thing of playing football scared. Because I'll tell you right now, if the doctors say Derek's foot's fine and Derek can go Sunday, I think AJ is a much bigger injury risk than Derek is. And we know you can't win without AJ Brown. You cannot win in the playoffs without AJ Brown. You probably can't win without Derrick Henry. You cannot win without AJ Brown. By the way, when I look at these numbers against the playoff teams, that the Titans have played without Derrick Henry, 90 yards against San Francisco, 66 against New Orleans, 69 against the Rams, 270 against the Patriots. I put 270, star, star, star. You know what those three asterisks are? Fumbles. Can't be fumbling the ball in the playoffs. Let's go to your phone, 615-737-1025. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Karen has been waiting patiently. She's going to kick us off this hour. Thank you for calling on Derrick Henry, Karen, and you go ahead.
Hi, I just have a comment to make because sure. I'm 50% undecided whether or not they should put Derek in the game Sunday. My only thought is that the Texans are going to be aiming to hurt that foot again to put him out of the playoffs.
So
that is my only concern.
I appreciate your call, Karen. I don't know how they aim for the foot other than like somebody just coming up and stomping on his foot. And also,
the Texans aren't going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, but so, I think she's just thinking that they're going to be like, you know, negative Nancy and just trying to ruin everybody's parade, which some of these guys are vicious people and some of them aren't, and you just don't know.
Yeah, I get it, but I don't know if that would be something that I would be afraid of, that someone would go straight for Derek's foot, knowing that, you know, the Texans on the next day, they're going to Cabo.
Oh, sure. I mean, I would expect the Texans to roll over, except for the fact that they played the Chargers hard a couple weeks ago, and I watched most of their game with San Francisco, and they played hard. They just suck. I mean, that's the problem. Like, they've played hard. I saw they're bringing Culley back. I think they should bring Culley back because they're playing hard for this guy. They just stink. They have no good players. But that doesn't mean that they can't beat you, because we all know they can beat you. And again, you're not just playing the Texans on Sunday. You're also playing the Chargers or the Raiders or the Colts or the Patriots, because you don't have to play one of those teams if you win this game. Bob is up next on Derrick Henry. Thank you for calling the show. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good.
I am 100% with you. They have got to play him. And you know Vrabel as well as anybody knows him. If he's not ready, he's not going to put him out there. So if he puts him out there, I'm confident he's okay. But go back and look at the beginning of the season. Henry's got to have a little bit of things. Remember, after preseason, we were like, these guys have not played all together at all, and we got housed by the Cardinals. Next week, come back in, demolish the Seahawks. This is going to be the first time, really, I don't have any weeks, we're going to be semblance of almost a full original roster. He's sure. got to have a game in. He's got to have a game in there just to get him back into football shape. Even though Henry is a beast, he will be the first one to tell you, not being out there, getting hit, getting slammed, getting up and going back at it. And everybody knows Henry. The more and more you put him in the game, the more and more he takes over the game. If you're going to walk into winning the division, having a bye, and then say, "Okay, Henry, you've been gone now 10 weeks." Go run for 200 yards. It's not going to happen. Even as good as he is, he's going to have something to get him back going. That gives him a week in between of getting back football ready, recoup for another week, come back, and just punish him again.
I agree. Thank you for your call, Bob. 615-737-1025. I think the only way that you practice football is by playing football, and he hasn't played in 2 months. And if you want to put him on a pitch count, I'm fine with that, but just know, this is a playoff game on Sunday. Like, you know how it's a playoff game for the Raiders and the Chargers on Sunday, that winner in on Sunday night football and the loser's going home and the winner is going to the playoffs?
Yeah.
Same with the Colts. Same with, you know, like, if the Colts lose, they're going home. Now, they're playing Jacksonville, but these are playoff games for those teams. This is a playoff game for the Titans, because if you win Sunday, you jump to the wild card round. I mean, past the wild card round, and all of a sudden, you're in the Final Four. And there's a lot that could go wrong in a game at home against the Chargers. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We're back to your phones, but Stefania Bell, ESPN's injury analyst, joined us at the beginning of this process with Derrick Henry. What she said about when he will be ready, now that we're there, we'll revisit that next. Kind of what do we think the Titans are probably thinking? We'll get to that here on Stillman & Company. 615-737-1025 is that phone number if you'd like to get in. Hey, join 1025 The Game Thursday for the Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade. Drink specials, and you can enter to win Preds tickets and watch the Preds take on the Los Angeles Kings. The Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade at 114 2nd Avenue South downtown. Puck drops at 9:30.
And Mike, on those rushing numbers Chris referenced, I'm just wondering, over that time period since you lost Derrick, is it accurate to say teams have defended you guys differently, maybe a little bit less emphasis on the run, maybe tougher on the pass game, or no?
No, that's not accurate.
Would you say that's
something that you heard from somebody, or is that?
No, but you know, just obviously Derrick draws a lot of attention.
The Dolphins and the Patriots, you know, they most everybody plays us with, you know, the Steelers, you know, mix in some too high safety, but I mean, the 20 run pressures that the Dolphins called, I don't think they were calling them to defend the pass.
No, Joe, they are playing us the same way as they were before when Derrick was out there. You buy that?
No, I do not buy that.
Okay.
No.
Like, I just, you know, common sense here. I think it's – remember when they played the Chiefs and the Chiefs sent the entire defense to the line of scrimmage and Tannehill just threw the ball in the air and A.J. Brown went up and caught it for a touchdown?
Uh-huh.
I promise you the Patriots weren't playing that way. And again, it was easy for the Patriots to call run pressures. Cody Hollister was out there. By the way, the Titans have released Golden Tate from the practice squad.
No, bummer.
So, yes, so they have released Golden Tate from the practice squad. So for everybody out there that, you know, texted in about putting Golden Tate or signing Golden Tate or why won't they play Golden Tate, here's the answer. They think Golden Tate sucks.
I wonder how many Titans Golden Tate jerseys were sold in the past couple of weeks.
Did he even have a number?
I don't even know.
Like, do they assign you a number when you're just on the practice squad, or do you have to get to the active roster and then they assign you a number? I'm sure you have to have a number for practice.
I think you'd have to have a number, like, for roster reasons.
Yeah, well, like, for practice, you know? Like, what number are you wearing out on the practice field so the coaches can see you out there and say, okay, that was 16 that dropped that ball. But I don't know. Could be wrong. Stefania Bell, ESPN's injury analyst, was on our program when Derrick Henry broke his foot on what somebody on the morning show referred to as Jones Fracture Monday, which I actually think is a pretty good, I think it's a pretty good name for that day. And Stefania Bell was asked, and she told us how long it would take for that foot to heal. Here's what she said then.
If you look at just fracture healing, it takes approximately 6 weeks for a bone to show good healing. The challenge with the area of the fracture that Derrick Henry has, you know, anywhere in that fifth metatarsal, and there are several different types of fifth metatarsal fractures, but it can look good on some imaging, but you can't see really at the cellular level of the bone. So there is some risk of re-injury that no matter what you look at in advance, you still can't account for all the risk. But until you see good evidence of bone healing, you're not making any kind of decision about a return. So I would think you're going to be at least past six to 8 weeks before you're even starting to have that conversation.
Okay, we're 9 weeks in now. So I think the Titans have told you the bone is healing fine, right? If they've already got him on the field and they're discussing whether or not to open up his practice window, they're telling you that the bone has healed fine, that they went back after 6 weeks, looked at the bone is healing fine, which I think is a good sign. The second thing is, what about a guy of Derrick Henry's size and how that could affect the healing?
Oh, absolutely. In the sense that what he is asking his body to do and the impact cannot be overlooked. I mean, it's his foot, so it absorbs all that impact. And he's a sizable guy, and he's powerful. And those are factors, and you can't ignore that. And I think that's why the conversation is more nuanced than just, hey, how's it feeling? How's it look? Okay, go. You know, it comes down to the conditioning that he has, what he's able to do training-wise, how they feel like they can work it back when he comes back. I mean, like I said, there's so many layers to the conversation that's what makes it really hard to project right now. And so you kind of look at this in phases. And the first part is just get the surgery done, monitor the healing, make sure you're not overdoing it in the early phase. But you can work on aerobic conditioning and things that are away from the foot, upper body strengthening, all of that. And then the second phase is when you start to look at the healing of the bone. And it's not necessarily one follow-up image. You know, they'll often do serial imaging. They're going by what the patient's reporting about how he's feeling. And as they're increasing their activity, what do they tolerate? What things are they still experiencing when they increase the load through the foot? All of that will come into the conversation and help make the determination of you know, whether returning is an option.
There's a lot of variables there. So as I will say now that I said at the beginning of the hour, if Derek can play on Sunday, if the doctors say Derek's good, Derek says Derek's good, Derek plays. If the conditioning is not at a point where Derek's ready to play, then Derek doesn't play. If the foot hurts, and they think giving it another week will allow it to feel better, then Derek doesn't play. If the bone is not completely healed to the point that they're satisfactory with it, Derek doesn't play. But if Derek can play Sunday, and everybody's on board with Derek playing, my opinion, Derek plays. Let's go back to your phones. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. What do we have in our text line, Caroline?
Ben from Nashville texts in and says, I do not think that we play Derrick Henry against Houston next week, even if he's clear. Even if we did let him play, it would be limited snaps, then have another bye week, and I don't think enough rust would be knocked off to make a significant difference. Like when Jordan came back in 95, he'll be ready out of the game to roll.
That's not what happened with Michael Jordan. In fact, it's the exact opposite that is what happened to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan got out there, and he was not ready to play at the level that Michael Jordan, he will say, I had a baseball body. Tim Grover said he could not play the amount of time that you needed out of Michael Jordan. That's my biggest fear with Derrick Henry, more so than anything else, is I'm not worried about Derrick Henry re-breaking the foot. I'm worried about Derrick Henry pulling a hamstring or a calf, because those things have not been worked out and exercised at the level that Derrick Henry exercises them during a normal offseason. Derrick Henry called his trainer after the Ravens playoff loss in his uniform in the locker room and was like, I'll be at work tomorrow. So I don't know what he's been able to do. And again, this goes back to all the variables that we don't have the answers for. I don't know what he's been able to do, but I know it's not the level of what we're used to seeing Derrick Henry do during an offseason. That worries me more than the idea of Derek's foot breaking again and him not being able to play in the playoffs. Now, again, the idea of, well, he's not going to knock enough rust off, so let's just give him the extra week. I think it would be good, personally, for Derek to go out there and get a little bit reacclimated against the Texans before he has to go back out there against Buffalo and do it. Because that's worst-case scenario. By the way, there's a chance that the Bills might be the best team in the AFC. I know people think that's crazy, but if you look at the combination of offense and defense, Buffalo might be the best team in the AFC. Guess who you might get in the first round of your playoffs if you have the bye? Right now, it's Tennessee 1, Kansas City 2, Cincinnati 3, Buffalo 4. If everything holds chalk and the favorites win, you get the lowest remaining seed, it would be Buffalo. You needed 150 yards from Derek against Buffalo to beat them by 1 inch on Monday Night Football at home. You're going to need Derek now. 615-737-1025. Back to your phones on this next. 615-737-1025. Stillman and Company. Plus, I saw something interesting today on ESPN. I'll give you that one as well. Coming up next, it's ESPN 1025 The Game. And as always, oh, hold on. What do we have here? According to Diana Russini, a little breaking news. Here you go. Breaking news from Diana Russini. Titans running back Derrick Henry is expected at practice tomorrow, per sources, after jogging on the grass last week in cleats and another great step towards his return. I was told there is always a chance he could play against Houston, but realistically, Diana is reporting, it is a long shot. We'll discuss that next on the other side. 615-737-1025, Stillman & Company. It's ESPN 1025 again. Breaking news from Diana Russini. Titans running back Derrick Henry is expected at practice tomorrow, per sources. After jogging on the grass last week in cleats, another great step towards his return. I was told there is always a chance he can play against Houston, but realistically, that is a long shot. So I will translate this for you. That sounds to me, I told you guys at the start of this hour that that decision will be made tomorrow whether or not Derrick Henry is going to practice, that they will add him back the list before practice returns, before practice happens tomorrow. See, the thing about the NFL, the Titans love to button it up. They love to act like an organization where they don't let anything leak out and, you know, hey, we keep it in here and we do this. But they also understand the importance sometimes of setting the tone. This is what this report is doing. The report is telling us, hey, tomorrow around 10 o'clock, the Titans are officially going to add Derrick Henry as a designee for return to play. And everybody's going to be like, oh my God, Derrick Henry is coming back. But by having Diana Russini deliver that message, you know, 15 hours early, it kind of gets the freak out of everybody's system. Then, on top of it, by having her deliver the message that it's a long shot for Derrick to play on Sunday, it sets the expectation so that people already know now, hey, don't expect Derrick on Sunday. What do I read into this? I read into the Titans want Derrick on the field for 2 weeks of conditioning before they play him in a game. And I don't know if the doctors would say that he's cleared for game action. That I don't know. That's a variable that somebody will have to ask Vrabel tomorrow, and he probably won't answer that question. But that's probably the bigger thing. It sounds like what I brought up about the calf and the quad and everything else about, hey, you know, if you put him in a game, is he going to pull his calf, pull his quad, make sure he's conditioned? The Titans, I think, are willing to say, hey, we don't want to give him any carries. We want to make sure he's conditioned to be able to go into a playoff game. But I don't know if he could play in game action. That's the report from Diana Russini, though. Derek's going to practice tomorrow. Derek's probably not going to play Sunday. Caroline, your thoughts.
The last part, the, you know, he could play for against Houston on Sunday, but it's a long shot. That is an interesting part to me because I that feels like, you know, all of these good things, all of these good developments for Derrick Henry. Don't get too excited, though. It's a long shot. You know, it's not, you know, they're 50-50. They're still considering it. It's a long shot. So don't get too carried away. He's coming back to practice and he's making good developments, but don't look too far into it. I wonder how much of that is really truth, that, like, you know, it really is a long shot. They don't know if he's ready for gameplay or if that's just the Titans covering all of their bases.
No, I think that's the Titans telling us he's not going to play Sunday. Like, I read that as Derek out Sunday.
You do? But,
yeah, I read that as, hey, fans, tomorrow it's going to come out that Derek's coming back to practice. And so I know you're going to be excited, but he's not going to play Sunday. The end.
Why not rule him out now?
Because I think they want him to practice and maybe act like he's going to play. Like, I think they want him to kind of get in the mindset of playing. But I think, plus, they never rule anybody out anyways. Like, the only time they rule people out is when they have to on Friday. And I think that's for gambling reasons. And Vrabel probably hates that too. Let's go to your phones. 615-737-1025. Chris is up next on Derrick Henry. Thank you for calling the show. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. First off, I love your show. Caroline, I'm glad you're around. So you guys are doing a good job. Keep it up.
Thanks.
Thank you.
My question is, what do you think Derrick Henry's thinking about through all this? You know, like, what's the pressure on him to come back, and, like, how much power or choice does he really have? You know, if Mike Brady's good, but he wants to come back, you know, yeah, well, the pressure on Derrick Henry, what do you think?
Thanks for your call, Chris. I appreciate it. Yep, thank you for the call. So Belichick has this thing I love that I never knew about until Floyd told me. And now every time Belichick notices it, I absolutely love it. So let's say somebody comes out and says, like, let's take somebody, you know, a former Patriot, a former great Patriot, Tom Brady. Tom Brady says that the Patriots' work environment is the worst he's ever been in, right? Which we know Tom wouldn't say, but let's just say Tom Brady says that. So you go to a Belichick press conference. Bill, Tom said that such and such. You know what Bill would say to that, Caroline?
The most mundane, lackluster answer out there.
Nope. Ian, you know what Bill would say to that?
Something about how he's just worried about their locker room kind of stuff.
Nope. He'd say, I don't know anything about that. You have to talk to Tom. I don't, you know, I don't know what Tom said. You got to talk to Tom. That's the way he would do it. I don't know anything about that. You have to talk to Tom. Even though it's like, Tom said you're the worst coach in the history of the... Yeah, I don't know what Tom said. You're going to have to talk to Tom about that. That is always what Belichick says every time. Now they've stopped asking because it's like, yeah, you'd have to talk to them about that. And it's the perfect way of not answering. Caller says, you know, what does Derek say? What does Derek feel? What is Derek? I hate to be honest with you, caller, but you got to talk to Derek about that because I don't know. I don't know how Derek feels.
Do you think that Derek feel like I think, in my personal opinion, Derek doesn't feel any different about his return than he would any other game. Because I just think that Derrick Henry has that kind of Nick Saban mentality in him that it doesn't matter if this is my first game returning from injury. Doesn't matter if this is the first game in the playoffs. Doesn't matter if we're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars, who haven't won a game this season. I approach it the exact same way. My mindset's the exact same.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to talk to Derek about that.
Do not Bill Belichick me.
I'm just telling you, like, the reality of, like, I could sit here and tell you that I think that if you went to Derek and you said, Derek, you're good to go. And if Derek was good to go, Derek say, I'm in, put me in, coach. Like, yeah, do I think that's how Derek is? Yeah, I do. But at the same time, I don't know that. So when, like, when callers like, well, how does Derek feel about this? I don't know. You'd have to ask Derek.
I do wonder if there's a difference between, hey, I'm good to go versus, hey, I'd like to get in there and knock some rust off. Like, is there a difference?
Sure. Maybe. But if there is,
fair.
You'd have to talk to Derek about it. I mean, I'm not being a jerk. I'm just telling
you.
That's
just the most frustrating answer.
But it's true. It's just Scott Zolak calls the games for the Patriots. He's on the midday show of their radio network. He's the color analyst. And he used to be, you know, the quarterback there back in the days when they sucked. And Zolak, you know, is sitting there saying that Belichick's not playing this guy because of X, Y, and Z. And, like, Zolak hosts, like, the weekly TV show. And he's part of the radio network, and he travels with the team. And so Zolak's saying all this stuff. Belichick's on a conference call, and Greg Bedard asks Belichick, you know, Scott Zolak said that the reason why Jabal Sheard is not playing is because Sheard was not setting the edge well enough. I wonder what you thought of that. Yeah, you'd have to talk to Scott about that. I don't know. That's just that. Like, now that's ridiculous. Like, why is the guy not playing? Well, you know, we decide who to play based upon what's in the best interest of the football team. The end. That's what Bill does. But I do think it's fair here in talk radio. And again, talk radio is all bullcrap anyways. But it's easy for us to sit there and go, well, I think Derek should feel. And it's like, but do you don't know? I don't know. How does Derek
feel
about
it?
I don't know.
I
mean, I'm sure Derek wants to play, but I don't know. But I also think Derek's smart enough to know that if they're like, Derek, you have not done anything more than jog. You're not ready to play at 100 miles an hour in a game. I think Derek's probably aware of that and, like, understanding of the reality there. So I don't know. All I'm saying is if Derek is good to go, like good to go, like, hey, wrap it up, here you go, then Derek should go. But if you've got a reservation about not playing Derek because of his conditioning or the foot is not 100% healed and you think it will be 100% healed by the time it's ready to go against Buffalo or whomever, fine. But if nothing's going to change other than his if nothing's going to change between now and the playoff game, I would play Derek. That's just me. But it doesn't look like Derek's going to play. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll get more of your reaction. Again, breaking news from Diana Russini. Derek is expected to practice, but not expected to play. What do we make of it? We'll continue on. Stillman & Company, it's ESPN 1025.